This is Jim Field.
And LaVon Eplin.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Summer Nishna Valley. It's still like almost summer outside.
I've been so warm. Whatever. Temperature-wise, I'm going, oh my gosh. You know, it's chilly in the morning. You maybe need a little something with sleeves. But as the day goes on, it's still summer.
The lawns never looked better.
Isn't that right? All that nice rain and then the right temperature, and we keep mowing. And everybody keeps saying, okay, this is the last time I'm going to mow. Guess what?
Yeah. How's that working out for
like
you?
Like 4 days later, it's like, okay, this is the last time I'm going to mow.
I was out Thursday night at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club where they had the Atlantic Invitational Cross Country Meet. I don't think I've ever been to the Atlantic Cross Country Meet before where I looked around and just had this burning desire to play golf. Usually this time of the year, I'm about golfed out because I'm not too fond of looking for my ball underneath the leaves. There aren't hardly any leaves on the ground yet.
That's going to be soon, but no, not yet. They're still hanging out. They're just starting to turn.
When they fall, they're just going to go clunk
all
at once.
Probably.
And they'll all be there.
But you know what? That's good then, because some people have they keep raking those leaves up and raking those leaves up. They'd probably like it if they all come at once.
I suppose. Yeah, put them in one big pile, jump in them.
Yeah.
Did you do that when you were a kid?
I don't think so.
That sounds like such a good idea.
Yeah. But again, I lived on a farm. You know, I've said that before. You don't have to. We never raked.
You had hay, though, to do that, right?
Yeah.
You
want
to jump in something.
Oh, if you went jumping something. That brings back memory. A load of flax seed.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever felt flax seed? Oh, it's so silky. Mm-hmm. And I remember as a kid being in a load of, not huge. I mean, I think it was relatively safe. It wasn't being unloaded. But the feeling of it is just almost indescribable. It's just like silk.
Aren't those cool memories, though?
Yes.
Little things like that to think back on.
So you just said something, you go, oh my gosh, I remember that.
Just sparked a little bit of gray matter somewhere there.
Yep.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. I've always been amazed at people. I'm kind of going off topic now, but I've always been amazed at people who can sit down and write their memoirs, can sit down and recall things that happened back here and there. I need some external stimulus. I need somebody to say something that makes me think, oh, I remember that now.
I think me too, and I'm not a writer at all. I'd have to talk. I could talk about it. See, probably you could talk about it too, but you still need that memory trigger.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not very good about that. It's just sitting down and remembering things, but then we'll be talking about things in the off, and we're all, you know, we all do that. Oh, I remember this, and then we tell a little story from our past.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's pretty good about that, but yeah, I can't. I could never sit down and do that. Just write a story or a sort of screenplay or something of, not that anybody would want to read about my life, but, you know, about things that happened back in the day.
But I'm not sure the writers really do that either, Jim. I mean, I think they do it in pieces and they go back and look at it. And, you know, I think it's a continuing process. And many people, and I just mentioned because I just heard him speak again, Dwayne Ocker, had lots and lots of notes. And so it wasn't a matter of starting from scratch. There were all those notes. And, you know, people, I think, often who write memoirs have journals. They've been, you know, diaries and so on. So they have all those notes. They're not doing it all from gray matter memory.
Mm-hmm. And that's a skill in itself, though, to be that disciplined.
Oh, my, yes.
To be able to take all those notes over all those years. I think we all probably had an exercise in school at one time. If you didn't keep a diary on your own, they would try to get the boys involved in that too by calling it a journal.
Right.
Because no self-respecting young man would have a diary.
You just visualize that little pink
book
with a key on it, right?
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So they call it a journal and they tell us to, you know, jot some notes down and things. And I can even recall taking a couple of psychology courses in college. And that was part of it, too, was like analyzing dreams and things like that. So write down what you dreamt about as soon as you wake up in the morning. Otherwise, you'll forget about it.
Did you ever do that?
Well, for class,
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
But have you kept those?
No. I actually tried at one point. I think I was in junior high yet. I remember trying to keep a journal for a period of time. And I think I stuck with it for a couple of months, but it's probably long since been thrown away. I wouldn't have any clue. You know, because it would be kind of neat to be able to go back. Because you really don't remember a whole lot of your... You don't remember near as much as you think you do.
And how you thought and what you thought was important and so on. And I do have a diary, not, a, you know, like some people have for... but in my little keepsake box, and I don't have many of those, is, and I'm thinking it maybe was, I'm thinking fourth grade or something. I mean, and it wasn't an assignment. This was just something I did. And when I read it, I can't hardly believe that that's what I wrote down. You know, but that's what was important to me then. And now it seems like, what?
Well, just to see kind of how our values and our thoughts are, you know, the way we look at the world maybe has morphed over time, you know, things like that. But, my wife has a bunch of that stuff. When her folks passed away and we were going through the house and all the things, I swear her mom kept everything. Mm-hmm. Jerry kept everything. I mean, papers, report cards, everything. And it was kind of cool to go back and look through some of those things from back in the days, you know, when she was growing up and stuff. Now, maybe my mom did too. I don't know that.
You haven't had to clean out that house.
And I haven't been through that. No, yes. We haven't had to do that. They're still with us. I don't know that I want to see it either. But, yeah, it would be interesting to be able to go back and go through some of those things and just to see how you've changed over time. You know, it's your life.
That's right.
It's just amazing. We remember so little of it during the course of our lives.
And as I say, how you looked at things, how you thought about things, what's important to you, that all changes. And especially, I think, if you don't keep everything. I mean, if there's just something you've kept, well, obviously it was very important to you.
Wouldn't it be fun to go back to those days when you didn't have to worry about all those adult stressors, you know, taxes, going to work, you know, all the things that you got to do, all the responsibility. That's the key. If you go back to the days where you didn't have a lot of responsibilities, get up in the morning, get yourself cleaned up and get to school on time. That was pretty well the extent of the responsibilities. You know,
did you have home responsibilities? Did you have chores?
Not so much. Mom and Dad tried. I grew up in the city, so we didn't have. I was not a farm.
I'm thinking like taking out the garbage.
Mom tried
making your bed.
She tried, but we weren't very good at it. And there were four of us and one of her, so she was fighting a losing uphill battle all the way. And I think she knew it. And she would try. She would try desperately to get us to help. You know, do dishes. Take out the trash. Clean up your room. I mean, we had a playroom in our house. We had one room that was dedicated to all of our toys and puzzles and stuff, you know, and shelves and whatever in there. And that's where the stuff was to stay. So as you can imagine, that room was always a mess because no one ever put anything away. She would get on us about once a month. We'd come downstairs on a Saturday morning thinking we had the day free to do whatever we want.
Not
and Mom
today.
Put her foot down and said, here's what's going to happen. You guys are going to that playroom, and you're not coming out until everything is in its place. Oh, you got to be kidding me. You know, in hindsight, it probably would. There were four of us, for crying out loud. Wouldn't have taken us a half an hour.
You probably groused around about it longer than it took you to do it.
It's the old, you know, if you'd spend more time doing your homework and less time trying to figure out how to get out of it, you'd have been done by now. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. Yeah, you know, you think about those things. That's where she would go. But then she'd always give us some sort of a carrot on a stick.
Motivation.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, all right, well, I bought some Nesquik, so we'll make some chocolate milk when you guys get done. Oh, well, we'll get after it right away, you know. Something like that would be some sort of something we'd want.
Moms are kind of smart sometimes.
They're very smart. Mm-hmm. They know all the right buttons to push for the most part. But, you know, we never got an allowance. So many of our friends got allowances for doing things and stuff, and you know, Dad put his foot down right away. All right, well, if you guys don't want to help out around the house and keep up with things on a regular basis, you're not getting an allowance either. So we never got that either.
Oh, he didn't tell you you had to move out if you didn't.
That might have been one of those things that my childhood memory doesn't remember. But
you know, you hear stories about, I don't think it necessarily happens, but you say, okay, you're this part of your family and you're going to help take care of it. Where else you could find someplace else to live?
As long as you're living under my roof, you're doing things my way.
This is the rule.
Of course, you know, we used to grouse about that, too, that, well, you're asking us to do stuff, but you're not going to give us an allowance.
Right.
Well, and then I hear all these farm kids talk about, we were just expected to help out.
That's
we
right.
were part of the workforce. There was no allowance.
That's right.
we were
just
labor.
Part of it. That's right. Yes.
So, you know, no matter how bad you think things might have been, somebody else had it worse.
Always.
Always.
There's always another story.
There's
that,
always
yes.
somebody. You're never the last person on earth that has it worse than anybody else, ever.
And you don't want to be those other people.
No, you really don't. You really don't, because those folks have nothing. They go home. They don't go home. They have nothing. So it can always be much, much worse. So, yeah, don't grouse too much about it. You know, I was looking earlier this week. I was visiting on air about an article that I found about tips for avoiding deer on the road.
Oh, yes, I did hear that.
Yeah, and I thought it was kind of interesting. It was written by City Folk. So, you know, I was interested to see if there were some things in there that we don't already know, because we know a lot of this stuff. But, you know, I guess what I got out of it at the end of the day was, no matter what folks have, you know, what you think is right, because some folks, like I said, some folks swear by those deer whistles that they put on the bumpers of their cars. There are other folks that say those things don't work. I've hit more deer with them than without them, you know?
Yeah, I think there's some decent research on that says they're not.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's like those electronic things that are supposed to keep the mice away. If they happen to be right in front of it at that moment, it might work. But in general, it's not going to work because they're not going to be right there.
You know, it keeps the mice away. Quit dropping food on the floor.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, don't give them a food supply. They don't come in. No, it's, yeah, with the, you know, the deer thing. Like I said, some people have said, oh, they lay on the horn. That scares them away. Some people say they beep the horn as they're coming. That scares them away. Some people swear if they flash the bright lights, it scares them away.
I think you're just lucky if you see them in time to do anything. Yeah. And, of course, you know, they always say, don't stomp on your brakes. And what's the natural instinct to do?
Yeah, tug on the wheel and hit the brakes.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what they say, is just keep it straight, don't swerve. Because you'd much rather hit the deer and let them suffer the consequences than cross the lane and maybe smash head-on into someone or hit a ditch and hurt yourself. You know, you don't want to. Mm-hmm.
And that happens.
Things. Yeah, it does. Yeah. But it's the natural reaction.
Absolutely.
It's what you do. You know, a lot of times you might be driving down a 3-lane road and somebody cuts you off, and the first thing you want to do is hit the brakes and swerve. Did you even look at the other lane? There might have been somebody next to you, too, you know. But it's a natural reaction. Mm-hmm. It just mm-hmm. is. So, yeah.
Kicks in.
But watch for the, I guess the bottom line is watch for those things. There are lots of deer anyway, but they move a lot this time of the year.
And you said this, too. If you see one, you better be looking for the others. So.
Yeah. I think we've all been there. You see them. And what's scary is when they dart real fast mm-hmm. across the road in front mm-hmm. of you, because that just startles you anyway. Sometimes you see them in the distance walking across the road.
Just meandering yeah. along.
Yeah.
I guess.
Looking around. But, mm-hmm. yeah, lots. Two things to watch for. The deer, because they're moving, you know, they're getting run out of fields and stuff by all the heavy equipment and whatever, and it is mating season, so they're moving anyway, they're looking. But also the slow-moving vehicles. A lot of big, slow-moving machinery
ones.
Moving from field to field, and hey, they got to get there. They're not doing it to inconvenience you. It's just the nature of the beast, so
just
be
take
patient.
A deep breath, slow down, and you'll get where you're going faster than if you try to. If you run into somebody, you know, it's just, yeah, just take a deep breath and appreciate all the work that they're doing.
Maybe you don't have to be there quite that fast.
That's right.
Who knows? Oh, well. All right, so watch those things because it's fall. You know what also happens in fall? Lots of festivals and stuff, and we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Good
here.
Food.
Oh, yeah, you got that right. Good rib sticking food here at this time of the year. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. First, though, we want to take this short break. Stay with us.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby. At Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
Oh, we're back, and we have plenty o' stuff to tell you about. It's my favorite Irishman. Plenty o' stuff.
O' stuff. So, shall I start with some food things?
Yeah,
I know you have a whole list of things there to talk about.
But you got the good stuff.
I have this food stuff to talk about. And the first one is on Sunday, October 13th, Harlan's St. Michael's Fall Festival. And that's 11 to 2. At 2005 College Place in Harlan. Staley's Broasted Chicken Dinner. I know that's a real favorite for a lot of folks. Again, that's Sunday, October 13th, 11 to 2. Adults are $10. Children 10 and under are $5. And there are going to be carryouts available. And then in addition to all the good food, there will be some raffle items like a queen-size quilt, some Hy-Vee gift cards, some Fairway gift cards, paddle wheel, cakewalk, country store. Sounds like a lot of fun in addition to good food. That's Sunday, October 13th, Harlan's St. Michael's Fall Festival. And then on the 19th, Canby Friends Church Supper and Bazaar. That will be at the Adair Community Center. The auction begins at 6:30, but the serving of the food begins at 5. So you can go to dinner at 5 and have chicken, ham balls, salads, pie. I'm guessing that's homemade pie. How can anybody not have that? And again, carryouts and delivery available. It's for a free will offering. That's Saturday, October 19th at the Adair Community Center, Canby Friends Church Supper and Bazaar. And then on October 26th, looking ahead, Saturday, October 26th, 8 a.m. This is breakfast, pancake breakfast, 8 a.m. to whenever people quit coming, I guess, at the Adair Casey High School. And it's to benefit the family of Jesse Leeper and TJ and Courtney Clausen, sponsored by Guthrie County Thrivent. Pancake breakfast, Saturday, October 26th at the Adair Casey High School. On Sunday, October 27th, it's the United Church of Avoca's annual Fall Church Dinner. And that's 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the United Church of Avoca. And they're serving roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, relishes, salads, corn, and green beans and pie. Their price is $8 for adults. Children 12 and under is $4. Preschoolers free. That is on Sunday, October 27th, 4:30 to 7 at the United Church of Avoca.
Very good. That sounds very good, too.
Yummy.
Remember the days when we were younger and we could, I don't know, maybe it's different for women than men, but I remember when I was younger, I could eat until I couldn't eat anymore and suffer no consequences. Now I can't eat like that anymore, and I still suffer the consequences.
Consequences like get on the scale and it says you ate too much.
Feeling miserable the rest of the day.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that when you're a kid, you don't.
Can't keep my eyes open, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, those are the good old days. I'm not sure they were that good, though. Let's take a look. Some other things going on. Hey, this weekend, this Sunday, there's a soup supper benefit for Kim Knapp. Now, she needs a double lung transplant, so they're going to have a little fundraiser and also an awareness raiser for her here. 5 o'clock at the Walnut American Legion Hall this Sunday. Now, that's at 227 Antique City Drive in Walnut. Soups and bars, free will donation. If you can't attend but you'd still like to help out, LaDonna Heinrichs is taking donations at 712-304-2048. Also this Sunday, the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair is having its roast beef dinner. That'll be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Adair Community Center. Now, that will also be coming up this Sunday, the 13th. Now, the menu includes, of course, roast beef. You don't have a roast beef dinner without roast beef.
And surely mashed potatoes and gravy. Oh,
that's the second one on the list. Vegetables, salad bar, roll and pie. $8.50 for adults, $5 for kids 5 to 12 and under 5 are free. Carryouts are also available there, too. You can call ahead for those. Also this Sunday, the Audubon County Crop Walk is going to be held. We talk about all this food. Think about the folks who don't have enough. This is your chance to help them out. So the Crop Walk is this Sunday, the 13th. They start at 2 o'clock, and they'll begin at the Albert the Bull Park. And hopefully the weather will be nice, so they have a nice stroll.
It's supposed to be, yes.
A few other things coming up here not too far down the road this next week. There are a couple of blood drives on Monday at the Southwest Valley High School in Corning from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Monday, and also one in Irwin at the community building from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's this Monday, October 14th as well. Also coming up this Wednesday, October 16th, the Wyota United Methodist Church annual chicken and biscuit supper. Oh, that sounds good on a chilly day, doesn't it? A little chicken and biscuits. They'll be serving from 4:30 to 7 p.m. along with the chicken and biscuits. It'll be Jell-O salad, pie, cake, and drink for $8 for adults, $4 for children 12 and under. And the church is chairlift accessible, and everyone is welcome to attend. The Christian Women's Club Country Bazaar will be held this Wednesday also at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. They'll start with brunch at 9:30, and the proceeds of that event will go to staff and missionaries of Stonecroft. And you need to RSVP to Alice Brown. That's 243-5047. A couple of other Red Cross blood drives on Wednesday of this week, too. A lot of blood drives here this month. Wednesday at Nottoway Valley High School in Greenfield from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And also on Wednesday at the Harlan Community High School from 7:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And in all those instances, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS if you'd like to set up an appointment for that. Also, a couple more blood drives coming up on Thursday of this week. One on Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And another one on Thursday at the Missouri Valley High School from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And again, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Make your appointment. Let's see, there's another one, another blood drive coming up next Saturday, the 19th. That'll be in Avoca at the American Legion Hall at 309 and a half Elm Street. That's from 8 a.m. until 12:30 p.m., so lots of opportunity there for you to give blood. Let's see, Walnut High School is going to have a blood drive as well on the 21st. That's a Monday, and that'll be at the high school from 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Now, a few other things going on, too, that we wanted to mention that are coming up not too far down the road that you should be thinking about. Halloween's not too far away, and the kids plan for that like it's Christmas.
And adults also, I see the orange lights are decorating outside. But I also see that in some places, the Halloween decorations are already on sale. I'm going, wait a minute, it's still coming.
I know. Yeah, but I think that's largely a function of the fact that the weather's been so nice.
That probably. It doesn't just creep up on us. It just is flying toward us.
Yeah, but also people are more likely to decorate. I think Christmas decorations are a lot the same. If the weather's a little nicer, when folks want to decorate, they will. If it's, 6 feet of snow, they're not going to go outside and put up so many decorations. But it's been pretty decent so far. A few Halloween-y type things here. On Saturday, October 26th, the Cass County Conservation Board will have its 22nd biannual Magical Forest Halloween hike. That's at 7 p.m. They use small groups departing from the Camblin Edition in Sunnyside Park in Atlantic. Every 10 minutes, the last group will leave at 8:10 p.m. Hikers enjoy free, tasty treats and warm drinks after their hike. Now, the intent is to educate youngsters. It's not to scare them. And pre-registration is required. So they ask you to call the conservation office, or you can email them. Leave your name, phone number, and how many will be in your group, and what time you'd like to depart. And they also do need some volunteers for that event, too, if you can help them out. Also, another thing about Valentine's Day is
Valentine's Day.
Did I say Valentine's?
Yes, you did.
Let's try Halloween.
If time goes by way too fast, anyhow, Jim. Let's try Halloween.
Yeah,
first.
Let's not push it too far.
Not too far.
The Anita Town and Country Club will hold their annual Halloween party at the Anita Fire Station. That'll be on Thursday, October 31st, from 5 to 7 p.m. They serve chili, potato, and chicken noodle soup and hot dogs starting at 5, and then they'll serve until 7:30, and then the costume judging starts at 7:30 at the fire station as well. So, time to enjoy some food, take the kids out, and then come back later on for more festivities. Just a couple other things I wanted to throw in here, too, that things that are coming up that probably need your attention, or at least you need to be aware of. The Atlantic Business and Professional Women will have their fall craft show, and that'll be Saturday, October 26th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Building in Atlantic. Now, also, they're still looking for vendors, so if you have stuff that you would like to have involved there, Becky Bonney, Jackie Wickey. Remember those two names. Those are the two folks to call. You never remember the numbers when I tell you here on the air, so you can look them up. Jackie Wickey, Becky Bonney, okay? And the proceeds go to community projects and scholarships, so keep that in mind. That might be something that you might want to be involved in. Also, a couple of other church events coming up. Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church, the Bazaar, will be held on Sunday, October 27th at the Parish Center in Atlantic. Doors opening at 9 a.m. with dinner served from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., now that'll include roast beef, green beans, mashed potatoes, glazed carrots, rolls, salads, and desserts. Cost is $9 for adults, $3 for children 6 to 12 years old. Children 5 and under can eat free, and they'll take orders also. They'll have a bake sale, sewing circle sale, there'll be quilts, a general store, and the proceeds will help to pay for the new parish center flooring. Also, coming up not too far down the road here, the Griswold United Methodist Church will have their fall dinner on Sunday, November 3rd. Put that on your calendar. 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Roast turkey, dressing, ham balls, potatoes, gravy, corn, green beans, assorted salads, dinner rolls, and assorted pies. They're going to need a lot of table space. Cost is $8.50 for adults, $4 for kids 5 to 10, and under 5 can eat free. Carryouts will be available. Call the church anytime that week to order your carryouts. The cost for carryouts is $9 for adults, $4.50 for the children. And also, one other thing I want to throw in here, because it's important too. It has to do with flu vaccinations. In Atlantic, in Cass County, the Atlantic Medical Center is offering influenza vaccines Monday through Friday. It's just walk-in, whenever. Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 11 a.m., and then 1:30 to 4 p.m., and also on Saturdays from 8:30 to 11 a.m. You don't need to make an appointment. Just go in, tell them what you want at the desk. If there's not a line, you'll be in and out of there real quick. They have flu vaccines in all doses for all age groups, including the flu mist. It takes about 2 weeks for the vaccine to provide full protection, so you want to make sure you get it before you're really going to need it.
Again, with the weather the way it is, I keep thinking, well, it's not time to get a flu shot, but well,
it's going to creep up
out
on us.
There. Yes,
it's going to creep up, and there is a cost. It's not. It's like $25 to $30, $40, something like that. It's in that ballpark, depending. So it's pretty much what it usually is. Also, Murtu Medical Center Public Health scheduled several flu vaccination clinics as well in Harlan at the Community Health Building. You can call or visit ShelbyCountyClinics.com to learn more, and they'll also have clinics in Irwin, Erling, Westphalia, Shelby, Avoca, Defiance, Panama, Portsmouth, and Elkhorn. You don't need appointments for those clinics either. So make yourself available. Just roll up your sleeve and take care of business so you get taken care of.
Not only takes care of yourself, but it takes care of the people around you.
Absolutely. And it doesn't take very long.
No.
You got some birthdays over there for us?
Just have a few birthdays that we need to say happy birthday and celebrate big. At the Friendship Home, we have Nora Jean Bertelson, and her birthday is on the 14th of October. And then the following day, on the 15th, Elaine Bowen is celebrating her birthday. And from the Exira Care Center, we have one birthday on the 15th, Gerald Martin. So happy birthday to those folks. And then there is a card shower requested for Rosie Greiner of Panama. She's celebrating her 80th birthday on October 14. So her family is planning a card shower in her honor. And get your pencil handy here. The cards will reach her if it's sent to 305 North 3rd Street in Panama. And that zip is 51562. Again, that's for Rosie Greiner's 80th birthday. Send the card anytime. You can send it right away. But her birthday is on October 14th, 305 North 3rd Street, Panama, Iowa, to honor Rosie Greiner. So happy birthday to those folks.
Excellent. Very good. We just have a minute or two left here to visit with you here this weekend, and did want to throw a plug in for the local fire departments. It's fire prevention time. And I know they've been doing a lot of educational things over the last several days, over the last week or so, in a lot of the schools around the area. A lot of young kids getting fire truck rides.
Oh, and it's so exciting.
Oh, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
We had a little fire station. We had several fire stations all over town where I grew up. And there was one not too far away. It was a small one, just had one bay, but they had the pole.
Oh, the pole?
Oh, absolutely.
And did the kids get to use it?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If you went in there, the firemen, oh, that's because that's what all the kids wanted to do.
Well, sure.
Oh, yeah. When we went over there for a school trip, field trip, oh, absolutely. And they had a Dalmatian. The two things we wanted, every kid wanted to do was slide down the pole and pet the Dalmatian.
And you got to do that because it was close to home. And
yeah, it was so
how
cool.
How exciting.
Oh, yeah. That was so much fun. Even today, there's something about a sliding down a pole. I don't know what it is, but.
Do you have one in your basement, Jim?
No.
Oh.
No.
That's great. I mean, that's another one of those great memories, and you were fortunate to have one close by.
Yeah.
Remember to change those fire.
That's right.
Fire, not alarms.
Fire extinguishers.
Yeah.
The alarm. Those things. The things that let us know by beeping that we have a fire.
And
the detectors.
Right now is the time to change that battery. Even if it's not beeping at you, now is the time to
that. Yeah. So it doesn't beep at you at 3
a.m. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Very good. Well, that's all we have for you here this weekend. We appreciate, as always, you spending a little bit of your weekend here with us on the radio. This is Jim Field.
And LaVon Eplin.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.